بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. مرسی موسیو پرزیدنت. Thank you so much. I, of course, did not ask for the floor to oppose the package. We, however, have a couple of observations. First of all, let me appreciate all the efforts you and your team, Mr. President, have put into preparing this draft text. We acknowledge the high importance you attach to preservation of the negotiation mandate of the CD. It is very important, Mr. President, to send a positive signal about the functioning of the CD, in particular in advance of the upcoming NPT review conference. However, we do not think that this should be done at the price of undermining the CD's core mandates or those of its unique status as the only negotiating body. And after all, the signal conveyed from the CD should be real and reflective of its true dynamic. Like many other delegations, we believe that we do not need to turn the CD into a deliberative body like the first committee. We already have one. And for that purpose, it is critical to make it crystal clear that the CD will and shall remain a negotiating body. That's why we appreciate the inclusion in paragraph one, the phrase, and I quote, "with a particular focus on substantial elements of legally binding instruments and additional measures and options for negotiations." And we think this is a key sentence to make sure that the CD will remain true to its core mandates. We would only suggest that this key phrase be replicated in paragraph two as well. And I guess the same was already in the previous draft proposed by the chair. The other thing is about the concept of balanced and comprehensiveness of the program of work. And I guess this is something that all member states agree on. We believe that these two keywords shall be manifested in each subsidiary body functions, the way you are elaborating them in the third column in page two. The question here is, Mr. President, whether subsidiary bodies are equally treated or not. While in subsidiary bodies one, three, and four, only the titles are reflected, subsidiary bodies two and five go into details. And I guess it's only fair to expect that the POW be rectified in a manner that all core mandates are treated on an equal footing. And finally, we have no problem with the idea of the package and with the two slight amendments we propose, we would be ready to go along with the formula you have proposed for the topic of effective functioning of the CD as well. Thank you.